young Jonathan would be interested in this one, because this bit is about fishing. It's about fishing. Now, who's got their Bible? Has anybody got a Bible here? Got a Bible? Naomi? Yeah, are you going to, would you like to do a bit of reading for us? Would you turn to Gospel of John, chapter 21. And would you read some of that for us, please? Now, Jesus has risen from the dead. Disciples have gone back to working. They thought all is lost, all is gone. They've missed it. And we see a wonderful scene here. And Naomi's going to read this for us in John 21 from verse 1 onwards.
After these things, Jesus shoots himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And only this wise shooting he himself. They were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saying unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the nets on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved saying unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his father's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and a fish laid thereon in bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring off the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of great fishes, 153 in three. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples thus asked him, Who art thou, knowing that it is the Lord? Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus shews himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead.
That's it, thank you. Lovely. Thank you very much. Well written. Well raised. Right, now. Here, Jesus is risen from the dead. The disciples, as we know, they fled from Jesus at his crucifixion because they thought all was lost. All was hopeless. Couldn't see any way out of it. Now, have you ever felt like that, where you just feel it's all hopeless? I can't see any way out of this. You know, might as well just go to bed and sleep. Have you ever felt like that? Huh? Well, surely must be more than just Joel shaking his head. Huh? Have you all felt like that? This is no. That's it. Absolutely. We get a few more nods here. We feel like that. We feel it's all finished, all hopeless, useless. But Jesus comes bearing good news because he's stronger and more powerful than that. And they're back at their jobs, and they're fishermen, and they've been toiling all day, and no catch. Have you ever done that, Jonathan? Gone out all day, no catch? Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? And especially when you see the others bringing in big whoppers, and you don't do it yourself. And that's how they're feeling, no catch. And suddenly Jesus comes on the scene. Praise God when Jesus comes on the scene, because we're so grateful. And he asked them if they've had any catch or anything. He said, no, it's been a useless day today. He said to them, right, put out your nets. Now, what did he tell them to do when they put out their nets? He told them something very specific. What did he tell them to do? What was it, Shanine? Yep. When he put the net out, where were they put
it? She can't speak.
Oh, she can't speak. Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh. All right. When the net was put out, what did they have to do? Yes, Jill. Cast it on the right side. Now, what would happen if they cast it on the left-hand side? What would have happened? What would have happened, Poppet? They wouldn't have caught any fish. So they had to do it God's way. He said on the right-hand side. So they put it out on the right-hand side. Now, you notice that God's actually done a work with those disciples. I think if he'd first called them at the beginning and said, cast out your nets on the right-hand side, they probably wouldn't have done it. They'd probably have done their own thing. But they'd learned something that he said, the right-hand side, so they automatically do it. Then what happens when they cast out those nets? Something happens. What happens? Huh? Can you tell me what happens? Yes. They weren't able to draw the net in because there were so many fish. In other words, their nets were pretty well at breaking point. Now, when God blesses, he does it thoroughly. And he does it well. And probably, part of them was thinking, what are we going to do with all these fish? You know, this is from the sublime to the ridiculous. We've now got far too many. So they're drawing all these fish, and of course they would be able to sell those fish, no two ways about it. And then Jesus, like he always is very practical. He then prepares a meal. And they come together, and how then did they know that it was Jesus? They didn't really know up to that point. What was it that opened their eyes? What was it that opened their eyes? Come on, you were listening to the story. Quickly look in their Bibles now. How do they know?
Because this song that ran from Guy Kilston, and it's just like, oh, poor over there, then he gave it to me, like, oh, that's just the one. But because it was like someone that told him just cast it and they got so many fish, and it only Jesus could do that.
That's right, but they really still didn't know at that point until they come and had a meal with him. And he did something. He did something. You see, you'd have thought that at that point, with all the fish coming in, that their eyes would be straight open at that point. But it wasn't quite the right time. When was it?
Was it when he let him break?
When he prepared and broke the bread, then they knew it was the Lord. You see? Now, this is how God is going to work with you young people, the same as he does with us. He isn't necessarily going to open your eyes in the huge sensational thing. Now the sensational side of that story is the catch, with all those fish, when they shouldn't really have caught anything. But their eyes really were still not open fully. When they then saw the Lord prepare and break the bread, then they knew it was the Lord. And it's very often in those breakings that you will know it's the Lord. Now, what do I mean by breakings? What do I mean by breakings? Yes, Elizabeth?
Trials.
It's when you feel down. It's when you feel rejected. It's when you feel nobody understands you. Or you thought you put all your excitement about something and it let you down. That's the time when you will see Jesus. Is in those breakings. Very often we don't see Jesus, our eyes are not open, when actually it's all happening and all the blessings are going on and we all feel fine and we all feel happy and jolly and bouncy. That isn't actually when your eyes are open to see Jesus. Your eyes are open in your trials. So remember that. That's what Jesus was teaching them. So, Jonathan, when you don't catch any fish, that's when Jesus opens your eyes and they show you're going to get a better catch.